Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We come now to verse 16 of Romans chapter 2, and we're going to examine that on this Friday, March 11, on the Beacon Broadcast, and thank you for tuning our way. Romans 2:16 is the conclusion of the first half of the second chapter of Romans. The main theme of this chapter has been the day of judgment, the future judgment that awaits all men. Chapter 1 talked about God's present judgment upon sin as men are living upon the earth, but chapter 2 deals with that day of judgment, that great day of judgment that every man is going to face in eternity. And it tells us a great deal about that judgment, and particularly how that God is righteous in his judgments. God is just, and all men are sinful, and all men are guilty, and all will be justly judged by God, but they will be judged in a very impartial way. All men will not be judged by exactly the same standard, because God, in his kindness and in his bending over backwards, I guess you'd say, to be absolutely fair, is going to judge each man according to how much truth that man knew. And that's going to vary from person to person. In fact, I guess you might say that is going to be totally different for every person. Nobody has exactly the same understanding of truth. So, only God could possibly know how much truth each person understands, and God is just simply going to judge each man according to how much truth he received. And he will demonstrate the fairness and the accuracy of his judgment on that day because he will reveal how much truth each man has received. He will not simply state, "I'm doing this on the basis of how much truth I know you've received, and you'll have to trust me for that. I know, and I say so, and that's it." Again, God could do that. God is God. But God will make plain, make evident for that person who's being judged, as well as all who are observing, to see that God is judging that person in absolute justice, righteousness, and fairness. If you want to use the word fair, I have a little bit of trouble with that word sometimes, but we'll throw it into the mix and just let it go at that. God will be absolutely fair in his judgments, and the whole world shall know that in that day. And so we come to the summary statement of all of this in verse 16 of Romans chapter 2. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. So let's look now at this summary text about the judgment day. And we see three things primarily about this day of judgment. We see, number one, a divinely appointed time. Second, a divinely conducted judgment. And third, a divinely commissioned message. First of all, we notice it is at a divinely appointed time. In the day when God shall judge. In the day when God shall judge. The time is a divinely appointed time. The time is unknown to men, this day when God shall judge. No man knoweth the day or the hour. Jesus made that very plain in Matthew 24:36 and 25:13 and Mark 13:32. In fact, he said, even the Son of Man doesn't know, only the Father. One of those puzzling statements of Scripture. But Christ is thereby saying that in his humanity, He didn't even know when the day of judgment would be. As to his deity, of course he knew. He knows all things. He's omniscient. But in his humanity, his sinless humanity, his existence as a man, as the Son of God, but nevertheless, in his humanity, he didn't know. Therefore, no man knows, no prophet, no teacher, nobody knows. I'm tempted to go back to this theme. I hit it from time to time, but I am amazed at the audacity of some people who think they know these things. They know the time of Christ's return. They know the day of final judgment. They can tell you when these things are. They've figured it out. Nobody else knows, but they do. What kind of pride, what kind of audacity, what kind of blasphemy is that? And blasphemy it is, because Jesus said, nobody knows. So for you to say, I do, is blasphemy. You are contradicting the Son of God himself and what he said. There is a day when God shall judge, but no man knows the day nor the hour. And for that reason, the wicked will be caught totally unprepared. But God's people will not be. God's people need not be, and God's people will not be, for if we are in Christ, we are prepared. Though we may not be as fully prepared as we ought to be, and as we will wish we were when that day comes. But though the time is unknown to men, the certainty ought to be known by all. All who have come under the influence of God's Word, all who believe what the Bible teaches, in fact, even by those who have lived apart from God's Word. I recall the last verse of Romans chapter 1, which says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And if I'm understanding that verse correctly, I believe it is saying that not only do men, all men, have some knowledge about God, even though they suppress it, for that is what is plainly told us in Romans chapter 1, but I think it is also telling us that all men have a God-given knowledge that there will be a day of judgment, a knowledge, again, which is frequently suppressed. But nevertheless, this verse says, it is known by these people, wicked people, who reject the light that God has given them and live in rebellious sin and seem to have no knowledge of God and no knowledge of a day of judgment. The fact is, they do. God has implanted that knowledge in the heart of every man. And every man's conscience knows that there will be such a day. Who, knowing the judgment of God, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So there is a divinely appointed time. The time is unknown to men, but the certainty of this event is known by all. Certainly known by all who know and believe the Bible, but I think it is even known, though suppressed, by those who live as if they know nothing about the Bible. And the inevitability of this day, therefore, should be solemnly considered by everyone. Don't push this thought out of your mind. Don't push this fact out of your mind. And do not deceive yourself regarding the nature of this judgment. The day of judgment is coming. The day of judgment is coming. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. That day is coming. It is a fixed day in the mind of God. God has a schedule. God has a purpose. God has a plan. God knows when this day will be. It is fixed on the calendar of God, and nothing can alter it. And we are all moving towards it. We are all moving toward the day when God will judge the secrets of men. And therefore, we need to understand something about the nature of this judgment, and we need to understand something about the requirements of this judgment, and we need to understand something about our preparedness to stand before the judgment bar of God. And may I just remind you that if you stand there without the imputed righteousness of Christ, which is only received by faith in Him, if you stand there without that righteousness and try to stand on your own merits and plead your own case, I can tell you ahead of time what the verdict will be. The verdict will be guilty, guilty, guilty as charged, guilty of sin, worthy of death, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. That's the only possible verdict that you can have in that day, unless you are in Christ. Are you ready for that judgment day? But not only is it a divinely appointed time, but it is what I've called a divinely conducted judgment. What do I mean by that? Well, it says, when God shall judge the secrets of men. This is a divinely conducted judgment. It is not like the judgments of men, which are conducted by, well, in a variety of manners, and generally by a number of different people who are involved. You've got the prosecutor, and you've got the defense, and you've got the judge, and you've got the jury, and you've got this one, and you've got that one, and you've got all of these people involved. And sometimes it is a travesty of justice, and sometimes it's virtually a circus because of all of the different people involved. And I want to tell you that this judgment is not going to be like that. God is going to conduct it. This judgment will be an orderly judgment, according to recognized order. The Creator shall call His creatures into account. God shall judge. It is a thorough judgment. He is going to judge the secrets of men. It is certainly a judgment of all men's deeds. We already learned about that in Romans 2, verse 6. It will be a judgment of all men's deeds. Every one of them will be brought forward. But the omniscient God will judge every word, every deed, every thought, known and unknown. That is, known to others and unknown to others. Known even to yourself and unknown to yourself, because, of course, we can't remember everything. Land sakes, we can't remember everything. And the older I get, the more obvious that becomes. From time to time, people will remind me of something. I can think of something that's in my mind right now, where one of my fellow pastors here at the church reminded me of something that he said I told him that I said that I did years ago. And frankly, I don't remember it, but I'm quite certain it is so. And it helped to explain something that I just was puzzled about and had completely forgotten. But some years ago, I told him about it. He remembered it. I've forgotten it. But I think it is no doubt correct. If I told him, I'm certain it was correct. I wouldn't have told him a lie. I'm confident in that. And I'm confident in his ability to remember correctly, and I think he's right. I think I did say that years ago, and that helped to explain some things that are puzzling me now. But I can't remember, but I tell you something, God remembers it all. God shall judge the secrets of men. God will bring to light every deed, every word, yes, every thought, and judge it accurately, thoroughly, and fairly, according to the light which every man knew. Are you ready for that judgment day? If not, flee to Jesus Christ. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.